This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Waking up with Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Anastasia, our first brekkie.
It is.
How's that?
I'm still sleeping. No, I'm so here. We've had so many interviews and we've got another one.
We've got another one.
Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
From the UK, Stuart Goldsmith. Welcome to Joy.
Hello, guys. Thanks for having me. I've realised now, I remember getting the email that said, these guys are going to be pumped because it's their first brekkie
show. So
how's it going?
You sound pumped.
Yeah. I know. Well, how could I not be? Warren's literally been standing up, hammering buttons during that last bit. And I should just describe for the people at home that all were wherever they are, that's a proper 1960s button type contraption up stuff. That nowadays would be done by one switch. But you are all over that thing, clambering around on it.
Gets his muscles from. You don't get perky tits like that from just
perky tits. Can you say that on the breakfast show?
This country's incredible.
I certainly can. I certainly can say perky tits.
Stuart, tell us about the comedy festival. How's it going?
It's great, man. It's perky tits, as we say. I'm having an absolute. That's an old English expression. Some of you guys don't know that. I'm having a whale of a time. Thank you. I'm doing a lovely show. I got my baby out here. I've got he's gorgeous.
Oh, how old is little Bubba?
He's 14 months.
Oh my God, has he been vomiting all over you?
Spoiler alert, during the show, I have a baby.
Hey, is it freaking you out? Because even just the thought, I've always wanted to be a mother, and then the thought of actually having one,
it's absolutely
and dealing
wild.
With
it's
it,
completely
like
wild
it dribbles. What are you doing?
Oh, the dribbling. Anastasia is the very least of your concerns. It's just nuts. You spend your whole life building, like, you know, the board game Mousetrap. All of the, like, the things that, okay, there's my money, there's my friends, there's my life, there's the roof over my head, that's how my life works. And the baby just turns up, smashes it all off the bed, goes, I'm here now, start again. And it's wonderful, it's wonderful.
Have you gotten some material off the Bubba?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Now, this isn't the sort of show I'm at pains to point out. The show's called Compared to What. It's about several things, lots of stuff in my life, lots of silly stories.
So it's not just babies?
It's not just babies. Okay. It's absolutely not one of those shows where the poster is like me with a baby in one hand and a mic in the other, kind of going, flur. It's not that sort of a show.
Okay.
But it's about being torn away from the city that I love and forced to live in the countryside by a cunning girl who got tactically pregnant. So that's what it's about. So there is some baby stuff in it, but I definitely take the angle that it's for anyone who loves babies or hates babies or has no strong feelings either way.
There is such thing as contraception, you know.
I know. Well, absolutely. I mean, thank you.
Bloody poms.
You heard it here first, radio listeners.
And you've had good reception so far?
Oh, man, it's been so great. I've loved it. I love performing here, and it's so exciting. I've been to the Edinburgh Festival for the last 24 years, right? I've been a comedy fan and a performer. I used to be a street performer. I've been making people laugh for a living for like 25 years. And I go to the Edinburgh Festival all the time to come here to Melbourne and go, there's another one, and it's huge, and there's all these people I haven't heard of and all these shows I'm desperate to see. I'm definitely, they call me Billy Fringe Guide in the comedy world because I'm the guy that's always running like, can't come for a drink, guys. Got to go see another five shows.
How fantastic.
Love it.
Now, you on every night. Talk us through it.
I am. 8:15 every night, although 7:15 on Sundays because you guys are weird. But I quite like that because you get an early start, shake the place up.
Oh, wow.
But it's quite cool to go out on a Sunday.
Yeah. I think that's the kind of banter this station is crying out for. It's cool to go out on a Sunday, guys.
Now,
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to slam you down. I just thought that was a lovely non sequitur. I was like, it kind of is cool. Yeah.
Stuart, we're going to play a segment for you. We have this thing which we do regularly called Joy Factor. And what we do is we assess new songs that come in and whether they're suitable to play on Joy for our daytime playlist. You want to have a listen to it?
Yeah, bring
so
it on.
So today's, because we were talking about tits before.
Tits, I love the way
this has become a segment. I love it.
Well, the naughty look in his face when he said it. You say it like this, tits. Perky tits, actually.
Perky tits is my drag name.
This is today's Joy Factor. It's called Bounce Them Titties. Let's have a listen.
What?
Joy 94.9, it's our Joy Factor on Anastasia and Warren for breakfast. Bounce Them Titties. We're joined by Stuart Goldsmith.
We've come a long way from Put Them Hands in the Air, haven't we? Bounce Them Titties. I am semi erect. I don't mind telling you. What a lovely, grimy song.
Yeah,
that
it was
is.
So good. That should be on our playlist. Music director, if you're listening, get onto it quickly.
I tell you what, it's not clear from the song whether he means that he wants people to jump up and down or to go around bouncing other people's titties.
I think both.
With some sort of paddle.
Stuart, your show is on until the 23rd of April.
That's correct. Yes.
At the Greek Centre.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're Greek?
In Lonsdale Street.
Wow, I'm not Greek. It's opposite stalactites. No one seems to know where the Greek Centre is. It's
right opposite that is stalactites. Though.
There we go. Yeah,
do you run across and grab something afterwards?
No, but I haven't yet, but I will do.
Hey, now you mentioned earlier on that you're doing something with Hannah Gatsby. You're interviewing her for your comedy podcast. That's it's had 6 million hits, which is doing my...
It's pretty
you
great.
You must be good.
I do a show called The Comedian's Comedian where I interrogate other comedians about their creative process, and I often try to convince them they're secretly depressed. It's a lot of, you know, so we go into creativity. How do you take an idea and unpack it and find the funny and what
have
you?
Oh, how wonderful.
I've been doing it for a few years. I've had people like Bill Burr and Jimmy Carr and Russell Brand and stuff. I've got Hannah Gadsby. I'm so excited. This Saturday at 4:30.
Oh, Hannah Gadsby's wonderful, and I'm a massive fan of Russell Brand, by the way. But anyway.
Yes, he is an intense dude. He stares at you like a sexy goat.
Love him.
Stuart Goldsmith, thank you so much for coming to Joy. Tickets at comedyfestival.com.au.
That's correct. Thanks,
Stuart.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.